Good to see you at the house of the Lord this morning. Let us all stand and we'll invite him into our midst with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we are indeed grateful to be your children this morning, Father, and for this beautiful day that you've given to us, Father. Most of all, the chance to be able to fellowship with our brothers and sisters, Father, this morning. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would open our minds and our hearts for more revelation from you this morning. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just speak to us this morning, Father. Help us to grow more into that image that you would have us to be in, Father, and that you would be pleased with the bride that you would find to return to you, Father. Lord, that we'd be worthy, Lord, to wear those garments, we pray. Lord, we just pray that you'd be with us here that are gathered in this building, those that are tuned in this morning, Father, that couldn't be here. Pray, Lord, that you would be our portion this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You can be seated. It's really good to have our brothers and sisters from Minnesota here with us, Brother Don Hoffman and Sister Mary, and the brothers and sisters. We do appreciate you guys getting to fellowship with us today. Let's sing that song, Ascribe Greatness to Our God.
Ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, and all his ways are just. Ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, good and upright is he. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, good and upright is he. Ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, His work is perfect, and all His ways are just. Ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, His work is perfect, and all His ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, good and upright is He. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, good and upright is He.
Amen. Truly good to us this morning. Number 77 in your Only Believe book, if you have one there in your seat this morning. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Oh soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and light more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Over us sin hath no more dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Amen. Aren't you thankful the things of this earth just continue to fade away, getting more focused on Him? Time is so, so close. We're just looking forward to Him coming back for us. Amen. Let's go ahead and take our prayer request before the Lord this morning. Does anyone have a spoken prayer request that I don't have written down?
Debbie Long and Shearer had
One thing from the next. Amen. Remember Brother John Shear and Sister Deviani in prayer. The babies are out of the hospital, though, right? Okay. They had a little scare with that, too, and Sister Helena. Amen. Brother Peter is trying to get out of the Canada and head south here to the U.S., so just pray that God would work with them and sell all their home and to open up the doors that He wants them to be in down here, and we trust that God would look into that for them. And just little Solomon this morning, he a little sick this morning, so remember him in prayer. Sister Becky, continue to pray for her. I think she's doing a lot better. Good to see you, brother. Too much bouncy house and slide and candy, I think, maybe, I hope. No, Sister Maya is not feeling well this morning, so just remember her in prayer. Any other spoken prayer requests? Man, I think there was one I was going to write down, but now my memory has left me. God knows about them, though. Let's continue to remember Brother Billy Paul, Brother Joseph, the voice of God. Also for the local brethren here and sisters as well. Sister Suzanne was wanting to be here this morning, but the pain was pretty good. Couldn't get her shoes on, so just remember her in prayer this morning. Brother Mark Bailey in South Africa, Sister Nisha Jenkins, Sister Jean Miller in the UK, Sister Dolores Caldwell, her daughter Naomi, Brother James, Sister Betty Phillips in Jeffersonville, our brethren in Australia, Norway, Sweden, France, England, Belgium, Spain, Switzerland, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, Brazil, the Philippines, the Congo Republic, the Congo DRC, South Africa, Malawi, Mozambique, Uganda, Rwanda, Tanzania, Cameroon, and the rest of the African and South American countries. We love all our brothers. It's a lot of fun to have them come over here. Brian doesn't have to travel, so that means I don't have to preach. And so we just bring them over here, and they get to spend a couple weeks here in the States and get to see the voice of God and the different things. And it's a good chance for them to come to the U.S., you know. So just remember our brothers and sisters over there. Brother Phil Abbott for safety on his job. Brother Nathan Desharm and his family in Texas. Sister Lois and Brother Dave in Iowa. Brother Don and Sister Mary Hoffman, obviously, are here with us. Just remember them in prayer that they'd give traveling mercies down to the... Is it North Carolina or South Carolina? Tennessee, yes. Right, that's a fun place to go. That God would give them a relaxing break, and also for the family and the church there that's back home in Minnesota. Brother Mario in Bolivia and his family. Brother Ernie and Sister Marcia in Washington. Also for our brothers and sisters around the world and those translators that are working with Brother Brian to get the message out. And... Psalms 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, in whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, in whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, and my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Amen. We truly are thankful for the time that we do get to spend together, because we know, as Brother Branham said, it would get harder and harder as it gets closer. So we don't want to take these moments lightly. If you have unspoken prayer requests for the Lord this morning, just lift it up to Him with His hand, with your hand, and let's go to Him with prayer. Heavenly Father, we truly are thankful, Lord, to be here this morning, to be able to ask You for these requests, Father, because time and time again we see Your mighty hand at work, Father. For those brothers and sisters that need healing touch in their body this morning, Father, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that You would move upon them this morning, Father. For those that have a desire in their heart for a family or a lost loved one, Father, pray, Lord, that You would just administer to them this morning as well. Bring them to a place, Lord, and a realization that they would come to know You. Father, for those that are seeking to move and the financial needs, Father, here in the body that we've mentioned to you this morning, Father. We pray, Lord, that you're in all things, Father, and that the brothers and sisters that we pray for this morning and the various ones around the world, Father, that they seek your will, Father, every day to be in perfect harmony, Father, that we may draw the last one in, that we may all go home, Father. Be with us here in this service this morning for Brother Don as he comes to speak this morning. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would move him out of the way and that you would truly speak to us through your word this morning, Father, for they are words of life. Lord, we pray, Lord, also for us here that are gathered, Father, the lifted hands, the desires that are upon the believers' hearts this morning, Father, your children, and those that are tuned in this morning that may have lifted their hand to you, Father. Lord, we know that you would answer these requests, and we ask them in your lovely name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Don and Brother Steve, now, if you would come, we'll take up our tithe and offering. Brother Steve, if you'd ask the Lord's blessing this morning. Just right above 77 there. Let's sing number 76, the most important part of a service, Shut In With God.
Shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face. Gaining new power to run in this race. How I love to be shut in with God. Shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding His face, gaining new power to run in that race. How I love to be shut in with God. Shut in with God in a secret place. Spirit, beholding His face, gaining new power to run in that race. How I love to be shut in with God.
Amen. I pray that your desire this morning is to find that place and just to be shut in with Him. Amen. God bless you. Now let us all stand and I'll sing Only Believe, and I'm going to turn the service over to Brother Brian, who will introduce you to Brother Don.
Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Only believe, only believe that all things are possible. Only believe. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. All things are possible. Now that you're here, Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here, and all things are possible. Now that you're here.
Amen. I'd like to greet you all this morning in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. And is Brother Don still in the room? And I'm going to let him open us in prayer and take the service. So, Brother Don, if you would come forward. I've known Don since about 76, a long time. So God bless you. Have full liberty. Here's your notes. All you got to do is just scroll here like this.
Okay.
And you're all set. Okay, and this is your water.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Would you bow with me? Heavenly Father, we come in the precious name of the Lord Jesus this morning. We thank you, Lord, for even this morning. Your mercies are new to us. We walk with thanksgiving in our hearts to you for those mercies. That your Spirit is still here, still calling out people unto yourself. Still, Father, there's a last seed to come in before we can go home. So even today, Father, let us be vessels of honor, fitted for the Master's use. Would you shine through us? Would you speak through us? Would you send us, Father, out into the darkness, looking for that last seed? Father, we're so anxious to come home to you. The world is darker day by day, but your glorious light shines brighter in our hearts every day. We thank you for that. Now, Lord, this morning we ask that you would take your place, preeminent place, as King, as Lord, over each one of our souls, our hearts, our lives, Father. We commit the service into your hands, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. You may be seated. Yes. I can't. It's such a wonderful privilege for me to be here with you all. Love you all so much, and so thankful for you. Thankful for the fellowship over the years, and Brother Branham loved true friendship, and friends that stick with each other through thick and thin are true friends. And they're hard to find these days, aren't they? So we give thanks to God for the fellowship that he's given with each other. Asking God to bless you. And I love you all. Your hospitality here just overwhelms us every time we come. Can't thank you enough. But may we all draw closer to him. And our walk that we have, may it become more of a reality, not just words, but life of the words living out of our skin. Each one of us, every single day, that our fellowship with him is so sweet and our love for him is so strong that we can't stand to be away from him. I know when God called Israel out of Egypt, he heard their cries, right? And so you look into the scripture and you see that even though the time was set, predestinated, predetermined by God, he told Abraham, your children, your seed will sojourn and they will be under bondage for 400 years. And when he met Moses, he didn't say, Moses, that time's up. The time's been fulfilled, it's time, let's go. He didn't say that, he said, I've heard their cry. But brothers and sisters, I pray there's something in our hearts with our love for our bridegroom. That I don't want to meet him saying, well, you just wanted to come here because it was so miserable there. I want a different testimony. I want something to in his ears from my heart. Father, I just couldn't take it another day without you. Long to be with you. Long to just sit beside you. I want you. I want your kingdom. That's all I want anymore. And I pray that there's that love affair that is so real and so strong in our hearts with our Lord, that the darker this world is, the more lovely he becomes.
Amen.
So with that, I'd like to move forward into the Word. I have been concentrating for the last few months on doing all I can to build the faith of the people. And I want us to, each one of us, be in a place with God individually, because it's an individual walk. We know all hell is against that. That your faith with you, your life, where you stand with God, we believe the Word, or else we wouldn't even be here. We know that. But when it comes to you, individually, where you stand before God with nobody else beside you, are there questions that rise up? Am I ready? Do I have really no doubts? So that I think Brother Branham uses the phrase that when you hear the challenge to come on high, you heard that, right? Okay, so he goes to you in the Spirit in its time, and he says to you, here's a challenge, come up. Would there be any doubts? Would there be any questions? Would you say, right now, I'm ready? And nothing can stop me with the incredible faith that I can leave this skin behind and go. Are we there? Because that's where we need to be. So, today, in things that I've been preaching at home, trying to raise the faith of people, what's in you? I know in the message, Easter Seal, Brother Branham, at the end of the message, exhorts the people. He says, I want you to have faith, what's in your body. Okay? Because if you have faith, what's in you, you are going to be able to help somebody else. And it was time to lay hands on one another. And if you don't have that faith of what's in you, that you can help somebody else, then how is your faith related to that? How will you respond to the challenge to come on high? See, something has to be settled when it comes to me. This skin. Who's in there? What's in there? Am I ready? Where's my faith? So these are the questions I've been trying to tackle with us. And I want us to see what's placed in us by grace. Are we? I know these things. If I say, oh, I'm going to speak on the faith of Abraham. Come on, Don. That's old manna. That's something very old. But I want to take another look at that. And with that, I'm going to open by asking you all a question. Trick question. Who was the first believer? Justin. God himself. Now, Brother Branham, in there, he's talking about creation, and you're very familiar with as a child before the Father's door, these things. And he spake and said, let there be light, and there was nothing, but there was something happened, and an atom turned there and began to whirl around. The sun began to come into existence because he said, let there be. Now listen to this, there's the authority. Where did he make it from? I don't know. There was nothing to make it from. But listen to this. He believed his own word and there was light.
Yeah.
Now, there's that characteristic of God. He believed his own word and there was light. Now listen. He said, this is another quote from Fellowship. What did God make the world out of? He says, where's the dirt that you're sitting over tonight? Where did it come from? It's the Word of God made manifest. If it isn't, where did he get it? Where did he find it? Where did he get the stuff to make it? He spoke the word, and he spoke the word and believed the word that he spoke. And it formed the earth. Mm-hmm. So it's his own faith in his own word makes something happen. So I'm asking you, where are you today? Where are you in your own, because in your own faith, because this is the time, this is the Gentile time, and the Gentile time is not lay hands but speaking the word. Okay? What's in you to speak that word? What kind of confidence? What kind of faith? So here we go. And he says, where did he get the stuff to make it? Why? He spoke the word and he believed his own word and formed it, formed the earth. Do you believe it? Amen. Then, isn't it easy with that spirit that's in God, that's in you? That spirit that's in God, okay, that's in you. You believe God and you can do anything, and he will keep his word because you're born again. So there's that innate nature of faith. Okay, so we're talking today and we're going to use terms. We've heard terms like father. What does a father mean? Those of you who father know. Okay, so we're looking at Abraham's faith. And Abraham was a father. He's the father of your faith. What does that mean? Really, what does that mean? And what is the scripture? What do those words mean? He's the father of my faith. What is a father? The very word father means what? Something came out from you to bring life. To bring yourself forward, right? To bring what you are forward into visibility, into materialization. So when we're saying, oh, I have the faith of Abraham, or Father Abraham, I'm afraid we've looked at it so glibly and so surfacely, but is he really the father? How does he become the father of my faith? What faith was there that came out of him that is in me? Now, do you hear that? There was something in him, issued forth from him, that came out and is in now in me. So, now we'll move forward. Now, I'm not very good at this. Oh, yeah, there I go. Oops. I'm very untechy, so I think I can work a mouse. Rapturing season, right? Isn't that where we're at? Oh. Okay, here we go. And when we think of faith, we think of terms of quantity or size. How much faith do you have? And it always comes, oh, I don't have enough today. Why? The prophet told us we need more faith than any age had, but is he speaking of, how are we looking at this, quantity or substance quality? Now, Brother Branham says we are Americans, and Americans use our heads too much. We reason things out. So, here is faith. And here we are, and here you come and say, Bo gets sick. What's your first reaction? Well, I just heard a recent testimony of a brother in Africa whose daughter came in to him and they said, with her siblings and friends, and said, Daddy, I just got bit by a snake. And Mama and the people come in and say, what did it look like? So Christina, there's a little Bo. And Ella comes in, Bo got bit by a snake. Do you have rattlers around here? So you don't have to worry about that. We do, and a lot of places do. So, the first reaction is, was it poisonous? Is that right or wrong? Would you think that or wouldn't you? Then the next question you might ask is, what did it look like? So the family came in. This daughter got bit by a snake. And this is Africa, and this is an area where they have, you know, Brian, black mambas, most poisonous snake in the world. You're dead in a matter of seconds, Brother Brian says. So somebody said, what color was it? What did it look like? And the father said, what difference does it make? Oh, seriously. Would you think that thought? He says, does that make any difference to God?
No.
But I'm asking you, where would your mind go first? Okay? First thing. It doesn't matter what color he is. It doesn't matter how poisonous he is, the snake is. So he said, you're a daughter of God. Come over here. We're going to pray and now go to bed. That's simple. Where's your faith? See, again, what did Brother Branham tell us about our faith? You're Americans, we have too much reason, we have too much logic, we have too much stuff. So there's that, again, going into the human spirit, conscience, memory, reason, affections, imagination. Right? And he says, those are all plugged up and they need to be all cleaned out by the Holy Spirit. Tell every one of my conscience, every one of my reasons is a channel of the Holy Ghost, period, and nothing else can flow through that. So here's my faith. I believe God. But here's my reasoning that's plugged up by the enemy that says, what color is it? Was it poisonous? It shows there's still some channel cleaning to do there. See what I'm saying? So in when I'm talking about faith, I'm saying there still has to be more cleansing of our human spirit. So every single one of those things is a channel of nothing but the Word of God, nothing but the Holy Spirit. So no thought is there but His thought. So that's why I'm speaking here when we're talking about I need more faith. What is the quality? Substance quality? Maybe it is, because the substance quality of my faith would be affected by what's up here. My imagination, my reasoning and stuff. And if that affects my faith, there's a faith blockage there that needs to be cleaned out by God. You with me? Okay. So that's why what I'm looking at here. Now, this is from the message, Spiritual Food in Due Season. And he says, from Brother Branham, I want to get built up in the holy oracles of God, in the faith of this hour, the faith. It's going to take more faith than there was in any age, okay? More than there was in any age, for this has to be rapturing faith to be taken up. And so we want to believe tonight in all that we have seen, heard, the word that you have heard preached, the signs and wonders that you have seen done. We want you to accumulate that all together in your heart and consider that, is this God or isn't it? We know it is. So again, when he's saying these things, again, quality or quantity or substance quality or both. Do we need to bring faith into the cleansing of the human spirit? So with that, we go to our text. Would you stand with me? Let's go to Luke 17. I think I can read. I know, but, you know, I'm so used to books. This had to be a very disappointing encounter with the Lord Jesus. I go to the Lord and I say, Lord, increase my faith, and I'm expecting something that, oh, this is just wonderful. If you go here, if you kneel here, if you go to this church, if you go under this ministry, if you do this and that, you'll have it. Okay? And what he said was so contrary to human thinking. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamore tree, be plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing and or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat. And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward you shall eat and drink. Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I trow not. So likewise, you, when you have done all these things which are commanded of you, we say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. Oh, come on, couldn't you do better than that, Lord? I mean, that's not exactly what I wanted to hear. Now, Sarah, how does that help you increase your faith? Reading that scripture and the Lord saying to Sarah, now go do what I told you to do and don't expect any thanksgiving. Where did that just leave me? Sort of flat. What do I do with that? What do you expect me to do with that, Lord? Right? So, but is he talking there about relationship, obedient sonship? Is he saying, this is the way I am with my Heavenly Father? I'm just doing my duty. I do what they ask. No, it's just he speaks and tells me what to do, and I do it. Right? It's that simple, isn't it? So then we go to Hebrews 11. Brother Branham in the Message, Perfect Faith. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead, sit down. This is I jabber while I'm reading. So it takes me a while to get through the scripture sometimes. In the Message, Perfect Faith, Brother Branham says perfect faith is a different kind of faith. Remember him saying that? What in the world is he talking about? What is a different kind of faith? And he goes in and he mentions Abraham and he says faith comes by hearing. Now, we are told all the way through the New Testament by Jesus to ask. Ask, ask, ask. Okay? Ask that the Father might be glorified. So the Father is glorified in the things that we ask for, things that we ask for in faith. Those are good, but this isn't perfect faith. Perfect faith, he says, is a hearing faith. Now we're going to Hebrews chapter 11, and I want you to think of all the people that are spoken of in Hebrews 11. Is there anybody that asks for anything? Not one. So it's a different kind of faith. So what kind of faith is Hebrews 11, and what kind of faith is perfect faith? It has nothing to do with asking. So when I'm asking, I'm usually asking for something in this realm. Right or wrong? Fix this, do this. Oh, my daughter got bit, my son got bit, my this got poisoned, my... And those are good. God's glorified in. That's just not what he's talking about when he's talking about perfect faith. Perfect faith is that relationship between a man and God. And you take it person by person. Abel. Who's the next one? Enoch. Who's the next one? Noah. Who's the next one? Abraham. Who's the next one? Moses. Every single one of these, okay? Every single one of them heard the voice of God, didn't they? And every single incident had to do with something called deliverance or redemption. Think of it, every one of those, right? And everyone was in a position with God where they heard his voice and they received something from him in faith to believe it and obey it. Right? And he says, well, let's read verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2, for by it the elders earned a good report. Now that is important. The elders earned a good report through this. There's all kinds of faith. There's all kinds of people that use all kinds of faith because faith is a law. If you believe, you shall receive. So, people believe in the Virgin Mary and get healed. Right or wrong? People touch the cars that the Beatles were riding and got healed. Right or wrong? That's what the prophet told us. Does that faith earn a good report?
No.
No. This faith earns a good report. What kind of faith earns a good report? And do I have that kind of faith? Do you have confidence that the faith you have is earning commendation or a good report from God? Does God commend your faith? Does He commend you for that faith? What kind of faith is it that He does give a good report to? Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things that appear. So we believe in God who calls things that are not as though they are. God believed His own word and things that were not were. Right? Is that the very nature of God? By faith, there we go, Abel offered. How did he offer? It was a revelation. How did he get this revelation? God spoke to him. What did he do? He heard it, he believed it, and obeyed, and it earned a good report. Right? So we're talking about rapturing faith. We're talking about perfect faith. Brother Branham said we need this perfect faith for the rapture. It's holding up the rapture. It's at the end of the message. He said that. Okay. Also, in 1965, the last messages in Jeffersonville, knoweth it not. At the beginning of the message, he says, I don't know of anything that's holding up the rapture but the readiness of the bride. At the end of that same message, he says, we can't go until we're perfectly right. So we're holding it up. How long do you want to be around here, you guys? So I don't know about your heart. My heart is crying out to God daily. Father, what is it you need us to become? What is it you need cleansed out? Till I am nothing but the channel of the Holy Spirit in every one of my human spirits. Because Paul made an incredible statement in Romans chapter 1. Okay? He says, I serve God with my spirit. Isn't that a phenomenal statement? Think of that. That means his mind used to think one way. His reasoning was one way. It was all filled up with the thoughts of man, and God took him out in the desert and cleaned every bit of that out until he could say, I serve God with my spirit. That's phenomenal. Think of that. Now, how about me and you? Because we all have to face him ourselves. You're not going to face him with Brother Brian or anybody else. You're going to stand there by yourself with God, every one of you. So it's time we get serious and start examining ourselves. Where am I, Lord? What do you need to do inside of me? What am I doing that's holding up you, us getting out of here? Do we really want to get out of here? How bad? Like I said in the beginning, does he waiting like he did the children of Israel? I've heard their cry. Well, what's Revelation 21, 22? And the Spirit and the bride say what? Have we? How seriously, how desperately have you said to the Lord, come, even so come, Lord Jesus? We're too comfortable. Things are too easy. What's he going to have to do, Brian, to get us into this place? I hope it's love. I hope it's not misery. For Israel, it was misery. Do we have to be that way? Shouldn't we be different as the bride to the bridegroom? Shouldn't it be a love affair? Shouldn't it be a love so strong that I can't stand being away from you another minute? Where are we, brothers and sisters? What kind of faith is still need to be worked out in us? So by faith, Abel heard the voice of his Father, Heavenly Father. He heard it, and he obeyed. And offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. You see that? Gifts. What were his gifts, Brian? He heard. Yeah. Here's my gift. I heard your voice. I obeyed. Now my obedience gives back to you. There you go. Love it. God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch, when he was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. And before his translation, read it out loud with me. He had this testimony, and the bride will have that exact same testimony. Before we're translated, we will have that same testimony, that I am pleasing to my Father. And without faith, it's impossible to do that. Do you want to get out of here? What's your testimony before God? Am I pleasing to you, Father? What about my heart, my mind, my thoughts, my attitudes? Should we go on? My life, the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm thinking. Is my conscience a channel of your Holy Spirit? Yeah, I was thinking, you know, what's the last thing? Agape, capstone. Okay? And I was just talking to the family on the way here, and finally, you know, thinking about divine love. When the Holy Spirit was going to test him for divine love, and he brought those instances, okay, before him to test him, he could have said, oh, I'm going to bring you before a poet that's going to write all nice things about you. Oh, you're just the most wonderful poet. It's love. Oh, there's divine love. Oh, here's a friend, and he thinks exactly like you think. He's a kindred spirit. Oh, yes, I love you. That's divine love. Oh, here's a litter of nice, brand new puppies. Oh, aren't they cuddly and nice? Well, no. Everything that Brother Branham was confronted with by on purpose by the Holy Spirit was something that would kill him. That would hurt him. Right? Here's the bull. Here's the beast. Right? And here's the maniac that would kill you if he could. And in every instance, divine love took over. Okay, where's your conscience? Where's your reasoning? See, Brother Branham, we know, was totally taken over by God. I hear that voice speaking to me every time I put on the tapes and I listen. Now, here's a man totally taken over by God. And you know what I hear after that? I hear a voice saying in my heart, yes, and there's more coming. There, Dustin. Totally taken over of God. Doesn't that stir your heart? Doesn't that say, I want to be that way? I'm going to be that man. I'm going to be that daughter. I'm going to be that son. Totally taken over by him. You want out of here? So, we are going to have like a Enoch, a testimony before we leave here that we please God. Our faith is going to be there. Okay. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and then that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, again, with my people, we're only interested in the faith that earns a witness, good witness from God. It's the only thing that matters to me. Why would you want to spend your time on a faith that doesn't earn a good report, that he doesn't bear witness to? Because he bears witness to the faith that pleases him, right? Okay? So, the faith of Abraham is Abraham's faith life passed down from Abraham. That's the faith that we're talking about. So, I have a question for you again. Lots of questions, just to get you thinking. Otherwise, you're going to go to sleep. It's what you do in sermons, right? No naps today. Who is the type of the bride? Enoch. Why aren't we given Enoch's faith? There's not one quote, there's not one scripture to say we're going to give the faith of Enoch. But we need Enoch's faith. But we're given Abraham's faith. Why Abraham instead of Enoch? Why not Enoch? Well, we don't know hardly anything about him except what the prophet told us. And what did the prophet say about Enoch? He walked before God for how long? 500 years. In those 500 years, he says he totally did what? pleased God in everything. He said he never missed once. Now, if I wanted you to get really discouraged, I'd say, there's the faith, right? Do you have that testimony? 500 years, bro. And you can say you never missed it. No. But we're given the faith that came through Abraham. Why Abraham instead of Enoch? Abraham, who was it? What was Abraham like? Just a common, normal man like me and you. What was differentiated him from anybody else in the world? Nothing except he had a call from God. That was it. Besides, all of God's grace, all of God's redemptive powers came through this man. Aren't you glad we have, he's the father of our faith? Okay, this is from Spoken Word is the original seed. Stay right with the word and stay with that. Now watch what happens. It says, O Lord, I believe it. Send the Holy Spirit, then watch. Then if he, there we go again, right? If he bears record of the Holy Spirit, and if he bears record, not if you bear record of yourself.
Right.
Big difference there, isn't there? If he bears record, you know you got it. Okay? So you go look in the mirror today and said, do I know I got it? Did he bear record? How did he bear record? Not by some sensation. Devils do that. Not by some, ooh, this is interesting. Not by some, what?
Miracle.
That shoots Pentecostals in the foot, doesn't it? What did he say about miracles? Devils do that. But he wants you to focus on one thing. What does he want you to focus on? By your constant belief in the Word of God and the life that you live together. Your constant belief and the life you live. Well, I constantly, but my life is sort of lacking. Then we need to bring them together, don't we? The life that you live, never denying nothing. Okay? So, what color was the snake? Doesn't matter. You're a daughter of God. You're a son of God. Come on, we're going to pray now. Go to bed. It's done. It's not settled. Okay? All right. That makes the word becoming flesh. See, flesh and the same water, spirit. Don't you love that? That's what he's doing. What's the Holy Spirit doing? Making you word. You're formed to the word image. Now, wait a minute. I can't pass this by. See, Jesus was the seed of Abraham, fleshly speaking, that right? A predestinated seed of Abraham. When the Spirit fell in him, what kind of life did he bring? He brought a faith life. What kind of life? You mean he's going to be a sojourner like Abraham? That's where people get it so mixed up today. They try to think that a man of God has to do this, follow that. Oh, mercy, no. What was it? Now, here's the question. 229. How? How was Christ the seed of Abraham? Not so much in his body. Okay, so he's changing our thoughts. Okay, because Isaac, that seed of Isaac, finally fell and died. It backslid and hybrid too. We'll get to that directly. But what? Read it out loud. The faith seed. Okay, so there's a faith that is a seed. And he's saying, now we're looking at a lineage that came down from Abraham. But we're not going to look at the faith side. So forget Israel. Really. Listen, there's a faith seed, and God says there's that faith. And I gave that to Abraham. I placed it in him because faith is a gift. Is it or is it not? It's from God. So there's that faith and that faith seed. Now where does this faith, where does that show up after that? Didn't show up initially. Where to show up. So God in his lineage is looking at a faith that was delivered to Abraham, and that same faith that has the faith of God. From the beginning, first quotes, God, okay, called those things that were not as though they were. So in Romans chapter 4 verse 17, Abraham believed God that calls those things. It's not Abraham that calls those things. It was God that calls those things. And Abraham said the same thing God has. Why? Because he was given that seed. So God's looking down and he says, see that faith? Where does it go? I'm going to watch it. There, it's showing up there. Look, it's showing up there. There's my kid. Look at that faith. It's in him. Huh? There's my kid. So it's a whole in a spiritual realm and it's in a word realm. But it's the life of the word, because faith has to be life. Faith can't be in a knowledge. Can't be letters on paper. Okay? No. Faith, anything faith is something that expressed of the life of that coming out. Enoch. Right? It changed his body. Noah, he built an ark. Abraham, followed God. Right? So there's what we're talking about. And God says, in a whole different realm, he's watching where that seed goes. And there's all of a sudden Justin today that says, you know what? I don't care what this looks like. I don't care what this says. I don't care what these say. I don't care what these say. The word says that. That's it. So, Bo, you just got bit by a snake. Come on, you're a son of God. Go to bed. And that peace with it. That peace. No more questions. Oh, maybe I should have taken to the... Maybe I should have had him checked out. Oh, maybe we should... No. Do any of those things make any difference to God? The color of a snake, how poisonous it is? Do any of those things make a difference? Didn't he say, I am God? Didn't Paul say, same thing? Look at, if you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. That's why we can't live in fear these days. We have Mark 16. We have the promise of God. I don't care who... If I'm forced and they come and wrestle me down and jab me, so what? I got the word of God. Listen, we are people of faith, and we are people whose eyes are fixed in a different realm, and that realm is the word of God, and that word of God is life. So, along with this, and associated with this, is the token. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. So what's the blood? Alive. What's the token? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's God Himself. It's His life. It's actually, you could say, it's His presence. It's Him here, right? So, what does Brother Branham say about the token? Over and over in the message, we have to be under it. It has to be over us. That's a very literal thing. His life has to be over me. Now, I want you to think about something. What does Brother Branham tell us? When I see the token, I'll pass over you. He has to look down and he sees the token. So here's God. Okay? And he's looking down. Do I see Brian? I don't see him. I don't see God. I see him. Enoch, before he had this testimony, he pleased God. What pleases God? I don't see that. That's a good thing. He has to look down and see himself. Now with that thought and that same thing, we're looking at the faith seed of Abraham. I look down, and here's God, and he says, Sister Cindy. Here's my daughter. I'll prove it. Here's a test. What'd she say? I don't care what this says. I don't care what color that snake is. I believe God. You ask. It shall be done even as he said. Right? So what put that in you to do that? The faith that came through Abraham and is now in you. So when Brother Branham says this is a faith seed, it's a faith seed. When he says we're not looking at the flesh anymore, forget Israel. You're Israel. Come on. Romans 2. Doesn't it say you are the true Jew? Who is not one outwardly, but one inwardly? So what's inwardly in you? The faith that was descended. And he looks down and he says, there's my faith. There's that something inside of her that calls things that are as though they are not. And things that are not as though they are. Because my word says so. period. There's my kid. There's the faith of Abraham. So we're looking from the physical realm to a realm of faith. It's the same faith that was in God. He believed his own word. He says, I'm putting it in Abraham. You with me on this?
Yeah.
Okay. But the faith seed of Abraham, the faith seed of Abraham. Say it out loud with me. The faith seed of Abraham. So faith is the seed, and the seed came from Father Abraham. Now we're talking about literal fatherhood in a spiritual sense. Are you with me? Faith seed. That was from Abraham. That came down to Abraham's seed. Brother Branham says you, as believers, are the royal seed of Abraham. And there's something in Brian says, I don't care what it says. Oh, there's my son. There's my son. I don't care what I feel like. This is what the word says. I don't care how bad the pain is. It doesn't make any difference. I'm healed. No, I'm not going to be healed. I'm already healed. Isn't that how Brother Branham taught us to believe? Okay. So here is a literal faith seed, not the body, not Israel, but the faith, the revelation, the what's inside of your heart that responds to God, that pleases Him. This is what we need to get out of here, brothers and sisters. The faith seed of Abraham, what was it? Not Abraham's, there you go, not Abraham's body, okay, but Abraham's faith. Abraham's faith in what? The word of God, no matter what come, no matter what come, poisonous snakes, vaccinations, I don't care. He called anything contrary to it as though it wasn't even there. Oh me, wouldn't that rip these denominations to pieces? It sure would. Now, here's from another one, and this is he from Seed is Not There with a Shock. Here the seed, one seed, not seeds, but seeds. These others were not the seed of Abraham. Do you hear that? These others were not the seed of Abraham. Okay, because Abraham's seed was his faith seed that he was speaking of. His faith seed that God was speaking of, not his natural seed. Because after Sarah died, Abraham married another woman, had seven sons besides daughters, so it wouldn't be Abraham's seeds, it was Abraham's seed. And that was Abraham's faith seed, pointing to the royal seed that was to come through Abraham's faith. Not Abraham's natural life, but Abraham's what? Read the rest out loud with me. Who took everything contrary to God's word and called it as though it was not, and believed God against hope, believed in hope. That's the real seed we're speaking of. So how did it get to you? It's a seed. That's from Seed is Not There with a Shock, obviously. Only faith can bring forth what God said He'd do. So you see, Mary, not through sex, but through faith, something exactly like it. Mary was not that seed. Mary was a carrier of the seed. He was the genuine faith seed, because the word of God is by faith, and He gave it to Abraham. And only faith can produce what God said He'd do, faith in His word. Now, because your faith is from Him. Your faith is from Him, right, everybody? Okay, He accepts your faith. Now, what does Brother Branham tell you about the baptism of the Holy Ghost? The baptism of the Holy Ghost is a sign that He, what, accepted your faith. Now, I want you to think of something. Look at all the faith that's around you. Look at denominational faith. Okay? People have faith in crystals. Come on. Voodoo. They can have faith in all kinds of things. They're using a law and they get results. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't earn a good report. Why? It didn't come from Him. Now, Brother Branham says He accepts your faith and gives you the sign of the Holy Ghost. Why does He accept it? How can He accept it? Why does He go to this person and He says, you can have the baptism all your life and go to hell. What's he saying? We know that. An anointing comes on the human spirit. That's what he says. Correct? They're anointed in their reasoning. They're anointed in their conscience. They're anointed, and it's a true baptism. It's a true anointing, but it's false. It's a true Holy Ghost, I mean. So, he goes over to this person. He looks at Michael. He says, see what's in Michael? I put it there. What does Michael do? He says, I believe you, God, no matter what. No matter how I see, no matter how I feel, no matter what. Your word says it, and I stand on it. Oh, that faith came from me. I accept it. Here's a seal, Michael. There's a true baptism. What's a true baptism do? Open your eyes and open your ears to hear what the Spirit of God says to the churches. Why aren't they the true? Because they don't hear what the Spirit of God says to the churches. You with me on these? Because your faith is from Him. He accepts your faith and seals you with the Holy Spirit. Now look, Jesus told them, Luke 24, behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but you go up to Jerusalem and wait. What was the promise of the Father? Why? We find out He's going to pour our Spirit. Isaiah 28:19. How there would be stammering lips and other tongues and all these things. They went up there, and as they went through it, maybe one said, well, I believe. We waited long enough. Let's just accept it by faith. Oh, my goodness. That was good Baptist doctrine. But it didn't work for them, brothers. So then, the first thing you know, there you go, you highlighted it. It had to become a reality. Personally, to you. It doesn't make one bit of difference if it's a reality to Brian, to be honest. It doesn't make one bit of difference to you if it's a reality to Brother Branham. If it isn't a reality to you, what good is it going to do you?
Right.
You need to meet God. You need to connect with God. You need to receive from Him. Okay? Because one of these days, He's going to shut down these churches. When you might not have access to a pastor, you might not have access to anything but God. Are you going to find in that day God enough for you? You know. See, in the Message paradox, Brother Branham says, one statement, one little paragraph, 1965. He says, now the church world has played its role, but it must cease. Do you hear that? He says, because there has to be an Ephesians of this. What's an Ephesians? An entering in. So what is he telling you? You have to be in a position someday. If they shut these doors, you know what? We'll still gather. Because the scripture says gather together. But you might gather under an oak tree by the Holy Spirit out in the woods somewhere. And I'll tell you what, that meeting you'll have under that oak tree by the Holy Spirit will outdo anything you'd hear by time and design, and you know what I'm saying? Because it's all orchestrated by Him. I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming, because Brother Branham made that statement, and I know he didn't make it in vain. He's preparing us for something. Time will tell what that is, but we have to take everything that He said. We know He's not talking about the denominations when He says that, because He always says after the rapture's gone, they'll be going on like normal.
Yeah.
So it's not them, no, it's the bride. The bride is the only one that has an Ephesians. Denominations don't have an Ephesians. They don't have an entering in. It's us. Where is your walk with God? Personally. You say, I believe God. That's not the question. The question is, do I believe God in me? There's the question. What raises doubt about in me? And that's where we need to be with our God without any question. Okay? And they waited for their ministry for the word to be vindicated. And when you come to seek the Holy Spirit, you do the same. Yes, you can accept it by faith. You have to accept Christ by faith. That's exactly right. And accept the Spirit by faith. But then let the Holy Spirit come and give the circumcision. There you go. It has to come. And what is circumcised? Oh, there's too much flesh there. Too much mind. Oh, I look down and I still see Brian. Oh, sorry. No, I don't want to look down and see Brian. I want to look down and see me. Yeah. The token has to be over me. Right? I don't want to look down and see you. I want to look down and see me. If I look down and see you, sorry. Sorry, but the death angel's coming. Because I gave everything you need for me to look down and see me. Accept the Holy Spirit by faith, then let the Holy Spirit come and give the circumcision as a witness that he has what? Accepted your faith. Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him to righteousness, but God gave him a sign of circumcision and a confirmation that he had what? Accepted. Why did he accept his faith? Because he gave it. How does he accept your faith? Oh, that's my faith. I got, you know, there's that faith seed. Oh, that was in Abraham. Yeah. Think of that. That was in Abraham. Now look, there it's in Brian. Now look, there it's in Sarah. Oh, there it's in Levon. There it is. Oh my goodness, that's what I died for, to make this happen. I don't know what time it is that I got here.
Do you know?
Do I? Okay. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for grace, by grace you're saved by faith, and that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. I love that. The gift. Not a gift, the gift. The gift. Faith is the gift. Romans 12. For I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as he had dealt to every man a measure of faith. Now think of this, brother and sister, a measure of faith to every man, but the bride is given the same faith that was given to Abraham. It's a faith seed. And he watches that seed. Where does that come up? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Don't you love it? Faith seed. We're not looking at flesh. We're looking at where does that revelation come down? Oh, there it was. Oh, it was in me. Oh, I sent it down to Abraham. Oh, yeah. Now it's to his seed. Oh, there it is. Here it comes up. There it is. There's my kid. That's how he identifies you. Under the blood of Jesus Christ, under his life, when I see the blood, when I see myself, I'll pass over you. That bride is given the same faith that was given to Abraham, which is the very faith of God. Exactly. Who calls those things that are not as though they are, and it is that righteousness of faith that sins are imputed. That's an important one. Every denomination, oh, I got faith. It's imputed for righteousness, yeah. But is it that faith? Is it a Trinity? Oh, that's not my faith. No. Right? Oh, Perugia. It's a bunch of garbage. There's nothing more sacred nor presence than the presence of our Lord. I'll get to that in a little bit. I hope to end there. Jude 3, beloved, give all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, what was needful to form, to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. We always focus on that part, but we miss the next parts. That was once what? Who delivered it? He delivered. He's still delivering it. There's my faith. I'm giving it to you. There's my kid. Philippians 3:9, and to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. See that word of? Ekklesia, out of. Look at this, a primary preposition denoting what? Origin, the point from which emotion or action proceeds. What does it mean? The faith came out from Christ. The faith that you have came out from Christ to you. It's what? It's the same faith I put in Abraham. It's the faith, same faith that I spoke the word into. I said, oh, there's my kid. Why? I'm identifying the faith that's in him. That's how we are identified by God. Not by our flesh. Not even by our personality. But by what's in your soul. Yeah. Romans, the fourth chapter. Now, you can look all the way through Romans, but this is me. I don't know if the prophet says it, but I say this chapter of Romans is for the bride. Why? Because it says their sins will not be imputed, and that's only to the bride. You know that. Who else are the sins not imputed to? Really. Brother Branham says what? The bride is spotless. He always says the bride is. Why? There it is. There's my revelation. There's my faith. She received the word and it purified her. She received this, and through her, not through her consciousness, but through my spirit. The spirit and the bride. Isn't that beautiful? They say the same thing. So, chapter 1. Faith without works. Do you have a Bible? Does anybody have Bibles anymore?
We always put it up.
Yeah. Well, I gotta read. I'm sorry. Okay. Do you have all verses printed out, brother?
I have one you have.
Well, I want to. Okay, let's look. Romans chapter 4. What should we say then of Abraham that our father has pertaining to the flesh hath found? What did Abraham find? What did he find? That's a question. That's how the chapter starts out with. Did Abraham find? He said, you know what? For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory. Really? Yeah. He could go up to God and say, look what I did. I left everything for you. Do I at least get an attaboy? What did Jesus say about faith in Luke 17 when we started? I asked you to do this and this and this. Don't ask for an attaboy. Right? So Abraham says, you know where? I have something that I could bring and I could glorify God. I left my mom, I left my dad, I left my country, I went somewhere, I had no idea where I was going. Isn't that worth something? No. You can glorify in front of your friends, saying, hey, look what I did, but not before me.
Right.
Just don't bring that before me, because I won't accept it. That's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah,
but it's true, right? So all of us have some, oh, look what I did. No, just don't bring it before me, because I won't accept it. What's faith? Well, I've done this, I'm an unworthy, unprofitable servant. Yes, you are. You just did what I asked you to do, right? Now that's faith, isn't it? Yeah. And if Abraham were justified by works, he had the word of glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. That's the Baptist doctrine. They all stop there. Okay? Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. And God says, I'm not going to owe you anything. Don't bring your works before me. I don't owe you anything. Everything you have comes from me. You owe me. You owe me what? Your life. Right? But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, the faith is counted for righteousness. Now, we're talking about faith, and we're talking about faith that earns a good report, and we're talking about faith is our righteousness. This can't be any faith. It can't be denominational faith. Okay? It can't be faith that's off the word. Because verse 6, do I have it? Even as David describes the blessedness, where do we go there? I have it, verse 6. Okay. Even as David describes the blessedness. Now, verse 6 is very important. As David describes the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. What is the blessed? Is your righteousness counted? Was your faith counted for righteousness? How do I know? I'm not going to impute your sins. Now, that's a big connection there, brother. That separates the faith that came from God. That means the faith that is accepted by God. That means the faith that He gives. That means the faith that's from Him through that faith seed, not through miracles, Didn't we, Father? Didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? No. Depart from me. I never knew you. I never gave you anything. What kind of faith do you have? Your own. Mental faith, right? Isn't that what he said? But it didn't come from me. I can't accept it. Why? I only accept that which I gave. So here in chapter 6, all the denominations stop there and say, I believe in Jesus as my Savior and cross, but I can live any way I want. I can wear shorts and go have a beer and do this and that. And I can, be reasonable. Call a doctor. Be reasonable. Sure, there's a Trinity. And on. Sure, we baptize in the name of titles. Right? Is that faith, is the kind of faith that God says, I'm not going to impute your sins to? Can't. So what is the faith that really is the righteousness? Is the faith that came from him, the faith that says, you know what, that's so perfect, it is your righteousness because you're right with me, because you accepted what I gave you. You said yes to everything that I am. You say, it's like Brother Branham said in the beginning, but it's not miracles, it's not sensation, it's your constant faith in the Word of God, no matter what the circumstance. 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 Okay? So one of these things that's before me all the time is seen in the Scripture, that God on purposely put every single man and woman of God that he dealt mightily with into a position on purpose where they had to deny everything their senses told them. True or not true? Come on, I want you to think. Let's go to Noah. He denied every single scientific evidence there was, right? To believe God. Did he get support? No, he got mocked. How long did he get mocked? 120 years. Have you gotten mocked? Not that long. Is the mocking hard to take? There you go. That's it. So here's this thing. Okay, so Abraham, here's a promise. Every single day, this denied the promise. Every single day, this denied the promise. Every single day, this denied the promise. Every single day. So God put him in a position. You have to not deny everything. Everything of this realm, everything of these senses, to stand alone, and you're not going to have anything to stand on but my word. Is that true or not true? Now think of the other men of God. Come on, go down the line. Every single one. Didn't he put him in that position? I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you think you're different? No, really. Why do you think you're different than that? Why wouldn't he do that to me if he did that to all the rest of them? Why wouldn't he do that to you? Why wouldn't he put you in a position where, Don, you're going to have to deny every single thing in this sense, in this realm, to stand alone on my word and that alone, period. And I think it's coming. I think it has to. Because that's the only place he said, there's my faith that will stand. Because all other faiths will fall away. That's the only faith that can stand. And that's the faith that says, I don't care. Well, this hurts. Oh, this is dying. Well, how dead will this get? Like Abraham, as good as dead. So where are we, brothers and sisters? What kind of a place are you with your God, you? And can he look down, Justin, and say, there's me? No. The last thing I want to hear is he looks down and say, hi, Don. I recognize you. No, I don't want you to. God have mercy. I want you to just see you. So here is this faith, and this is the faith that is accounted for righteousness, and there is no other faith that's accounted for righteousness than this faith that came from him. That's his seed. Is this making any sense to you guys? It's a faith seed. And he looks down and he says, there's faith. There's my kid. There's that revelation. There's my kid. there's my son, there's my daughter. So Abraham describes the blessedness, okay? He describes the blessedness of that faith, where right faith is imputed to righteousness, and it is not any denominational faith. Brothers and sisters, it can't be. It absolutely cannot be. It has to be that faith that was in God. His own reaction to his own word, I believe it. To Abraham, okay? I deny everything this senses tell me, everything. Where do I stand? Nothing but the word of God. I have nothing left. What if he tears everything away from us, brothers and sisters? What if he does? So what? Are you ready? Will you stand alone on the word of God and said, I don't care. Take my house, take my land, take my everything, but you're not going to take my soul, you can't. I stand with God. Okay. Verse 6. Yeah. David describes the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. It's this man. It's the bride of Jesus Christ. Blessed are they whose sins, whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute. What more blessed words could you ever hear in your life? Huh? Now, Brother Branham tells us, you never did it. You're justified. What sweet words. We know we did it. Come on. Yeah. But the judge has spoken, and the judge says, you know what, sir? I'm not going to impute your sins to you. Period. Therefore, I don't see him. Exactly right. Don't you love him? Okay, I'm awfully worried about my... I don't even know what time I started. And you're all starting to fall asleep, so... Sit up, Don. You're making me nervous. Have I gone 20 minutes or 2 hours? I have no idea. Are you tired? I'll quit. Okay. This is the faith. This is the faith seed. This is a faith passed down from God to Abraham and is now in you, and that's how you're identified. There's my faith seed. Love this stuff. I love this message. Don't you love the message? This message has so much power. Brothers and sisters, do you realize how much power there is in the message? Because he takes us back to a vindicated, unhybrid word. And what when he takes us back? Listen, Brother Branham and the message, paradox. He says, now, the word of God, when it's spoken out, he says, it's still traveling around the earth like a record. You know, it talks about a pebble dropping on the pond.
Yeah.
So when God spoke, there was vibrations, those vibrations. He says, now, if you can enter there. And he says, don't enter it secondly as through a man. Something happens in the listener of the bride of Jesus Christ that goes beyond the veil of human flesh of the prophet and says, there is God. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the voice of God, not William Branham. And he says, if you can enter into that realm with him, he says, you become the Word.
Yeah.
So, the power that is in this message, the power that is in this world, is creational power.
Yeah.
It's resurrection power. It's power beyond flesh. So you're entering into this realm with God, where he says, let there be, and there was. Let there be a universe, and there was. Let there be stars, and there was. Let there be palm trees, and there was. Let there be a Son of God, and she is. That's where you're entering into. By faith, that same faith seed said, you know what? Look at Christina, my daughter. Look at her. Christina says, oh, good grief, all I've gone through in this life. God says, no. See that face? She keeps saying amen to everything I say. Oh, there's my kid. Why? That's the same thing I said. And that's the same thing Abraham said. That's the same thing Elijah said. That's the same thing Jesus said. That's the same thing Paul said. And now look in this generation. There it is. Love it. He's beautiful, isn't he? Yeah. Okay. Listen. I don't know what that was. Did I do something? Thank you. All right. There's a whole bunch in verse in chapter 4 that I will not get to, but I'm going to skip ahead and I'm going to end with this. Don't you have a Bible? No, both of you. Don't both of you. All of you. Don't you have Bibles? Bring it. Bring it out. Open it up. There you go. Thank you. Because I'm just terribly paranoid that I've gone way too long. John 8. We're going to two. We're talking about. I just want you to get this today. The faith of Abraham is a faith seed. It's not flesh. It's not Israel. God watches and he says, there's a faith, and that faith is a seed, and that seed is passed down from your father. What father? He's a literal father. He's a literal father of our faith. Right? Because that gene of that faith that was in him, put by God, is now in you. You can actually literally say, Father Abraham. Right? I want you to be confident of what's in you, and what's placed in there is by grace, and you had nothing to do with it. So there's no questions when the enemy comes to you. I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God. Why? It's just in me. What's in me?
Amen.
That's what's in me. Amen. I call those things that are not. Well, I'm going to bring up 1,000 things. Then deny that. Doesn't make any difference. I could care less. Keep bringing them on. Okay, I will. Because that's the age we're in, right? Isn't the devil bringing up everything counter to the word constantly? Isn't he assaulting you with everything counter to the word? Isn't he doing to you then the same thing he did to Abraham? Isn't he doing to you the same thing he did to Elijah? Isn't he bringing you to a place where I don't care what this world says? I don't care what the news says. I don't care. Strip everything away from me. Take it all. Take my property. Take my land. Take my everything. But you know what? You will not take this away because this came from God. And my God says, I say the same thing as my God. If he did that to every man of God, why wouldn't we expect it? To every daughter of God. I'm putting you in a position where you have to deny everything this realm says to stand up with me and with me only. On my word and my word only. And that's it. And you have nothing else. John 8. Jesus is talking to the disciples. Disciples, Pharisees. And he tells them in verse 24, he says, you're from beneath and I'm from above. You are of this world, I'm not of this world. And then he says in verse 24, this wonderful statement, he says, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you will die. If you don't believe I am he. Now here he is in this day. He has presented himself, he has proved himself, and he says, I'm here. I'm here in the power of my resurrection. Who's here? Elohim. Who's here? The same one that walked the shores of Galilee. Mysterious. Mysterious, right? But we're talking, we're talking invisible things. We're talking the life. And there's only one spirit and one life. Are you with me? So here, they're looking at Jesus, and he's saying, I'm the light of the world. And he says, well, you're bearing record of yourself. And he says, no, I'm not. My father's bearing witness.
Yeah.
You've got to believe that I'm he. Why? Here it is. At the end, they bring up Abraham. Verse 33, he says, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to Abraham's seed. What does Jesus say? Okay. Verse 37, go there. Verse 37, I know you're Abraham's seed. But what was he saying? You're Abraham's flesh seed. That's why I'm making such a big deal. Look at the flesh seed. We don't look at flesh anymore. We are beyond that. We are into a spiritual realm. We deny everything this realm tells us to stand alone on the word of God. What color of snake? Who cares? Does that make any difference to my God? What did he say? I stand alone on that word. What did he say? I'm the God that heals all of your diseases. By his stripes you are healed. What did Brother Branham say? Could Jesus heal you today? No. Why? It's done. What do I say? It's already done. I'm healed. Okay? So here he's taking a man, he's telling people, I know you're Abraham's seed. Okay? But look at the next thing he says. But you seek to kill me.
Yeah.
Now go down to this verse, and he says, verse 39, he says, if you were Abraham's children. He just told them they were his seed. Now he says, if you were Abraham's children. Okay? Why? What's the difference? They were his flesh seed, but they weren't that faith seed. There's a difference. You are the faith seed. You are the seed that's been passed down through your father Abraham, that was from God, that he put in Abraham. It comes down through the generations and somehow got into you. How did it get there? Only God knows, but it's there. And it shows up and it says, I can't do anything but say amen to the word of God. There's my kid. There's that faith. So here, what did Jesus say? In John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, this is what came to me here. Abraham said, no, backing up, take that thought, set it aside just for a minute. He said, if the Son will make you free, you'll be free. He says, I know you're Abraham's seed. You seek to kill me because my word has no place of you. Flesh seed. In the flesh seed, okay, can be serpent seed. And the word has no place. So we go by faith seed. It's a real thing, Brian. That faith seed is a very real thing. Right? So we're looking at not the seen, but the unseen. Look at in verse 39, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham, but now you seek to kill me, a man that's told you the truth. Okay? Which I've heard of God, which I've heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. And here's what's so interesting. Look at verse 38. I speak that which I have seen of my father. You do that which you have seen. You ask that Pharisee. You're Don's son, aren't you? Nathan? Sorry, I didn't. And you? Nathan and Josh. Hi, guys. Nice to see you. So, here, Nathan, he comes up to you, right? And he just says, you do the works, you do what your father, you saw your father do. What are you talking about? I didn't see my father do anything. What father did I see? Your father, the devil. Isn't that weird? So there's an influence that they are not even aware of that they see their father doing. There's an influence. And that influence is very real. And that influence, you see it on the news every single day. Is that true, Brian? You see it. Stay away. Come on. Keep your hearts and minds in the Word of God. Stay out of this world. Okay. So what does Abraham... If Abraham were your father, you would do the deeds of Abraham. Why? It's the faith seed. What did the faith seed of Abraham see? Listen. Genesis 18. Melchizedek came to... Okay, Genesis 14. Melchizedek, God in flesh. Here, Abraham, here I am. I've come to bless you. Genesis 18. Here's Elohim. He recognized. What did he call him? Lord. Right? What did Jesus say? I am God in flesh made manifest. What am I? I'm the way. Because of that faith seed in you, you see Jesus Christ present tense. Because of that faith seed in you, you hear him that says, I am the way. I am the way what? You know what? Josh, I'm the way to the Father. You know what else, Michael? I'm the way home. You know what else, brother? Have faith of Abraham. I see him. What did Brother Branham tell us? The pillar of fire. What's he going to do? He's here. Is he here today? What's he going to do? I'm leading you where? I'm leading you to the millennium. What he heard
the voice and saw the one. He says, I'm the way out of here. Do you want a rapture? We have the faith of Abraham in us that identifies Jesus Christ among us today. It says, come on, kids, I'm the way home. And I want to go home really bad. In John 8:56, Jesus says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. So he sees Jesus. He sees him who is the way to the Father. What's the next thing that we know that he sees? Future home. Hebrews 11. The faith of Abraham. Listen, kids, it's going to take you all the way home. You have what's in you that identifies the way out of here, that identifies the way to the Father, that identifies out of this world to home. He's going to guide you there. So in Hebrews 11, Brother Branham says he was standing on the very ground where New Jerusalem would come down. And he said he saw it. He saw that home by faith. Right? He says he knew it was there because he met the king of it. And that's what Brother Branham says. He met Melchizedek. He met the king of it. He says, I know it's here. I know it's there. And he said, but what does Hebrews 11 say? He says, you know, you saw it, and it's in your heart, and you saw the way home, and here's home, and I'm taking you all the way. With that faith that is in you, equips you, brothers and sisters, not only to say amen to every word, but he said, I see him who's taken me out of here. I see him who's the way out. I see him who's taken me to the Father. I see that pillar of fire in my heart. It's taken me all the way to the millennium. But past that, I'm going to the New Jerusalem. So what did he say? He said, Abraham received not the promise. Why? Abraham, you can't come now. I can't. I'm going to go so bad. Why can't you come? Josh isn't here yet. Brother, what's your name? I can't remember. Yes. John's not here yet. You see what I'm saying? Brian's not here yet. Got to wait for them. Why? You're not complete without him. Think of that. Think of what's been gifted to you, brothers and sisters. There's a faith seed that he is watching over. It didn't come from you, it came from him. And it's in you by grace, and it's given to you. And something anchors solidly in your heart that says, I don't care what any snake looks like. I don't care what that news report says. What's that have to do with me? I'm a son of the kingdom. No, seriously. Is that real or is it not? He's going to put you in a position exactly the same as he did. Every son of God. Every daughter of God. Okay? The same thing he said to Sarah. Deny. Deny your flesh. Deny how you feel. Deny your aches. Deny your pains. Deny everything. Deny what the news is saying. Deny. Why? Because you only stand on one thing, and only one thing matters to you, and that's me and my word and what I said. Amen. And that's it. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Love you all.
Brother Don began with Hebrews 11, and if we just open there one more time, I just want to share something with you. verse 1, now faith is a substance. It's a substance of things hoped for, and it's an evidence of things not seen. What is it that we hope for? Hold on to that word substance, because it's a Greek word, hypostasis. Go over to Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, that's his doxa, and the express image of his person. That word person is hypostasis. That's the substance that we hope for. You see, it's all about him. You remember when Brother Vail in the Godhead drew the big circle, put all the attributes of the compound redemptive names of Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sikkenu, Jehovah Buckler, Shield, all that. And then he took a razor and raced everything out. And just the words, God, it all comes back to him. You see, it's not God give me this, God give me that, God, your presence, God, just, it's God. It is him. He said, Paul said, it is God who worketh in you both to will, to have the will for, and then to do. As Brother Brown said, hearing, recognizing, and then acting upon. It's not even you acting, it's you're stepping into his vision. You know, the world has their television. They're telling a vision. They use channels and they use propaganda or programming. God has his vision, which is this word. And we step into him. And we are complete in him. There's your faith. It's all about him. He is the substance of things we hope for. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we want to thank you, Lord, because you are our all in all. You're everything to us, O God. And so, Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would allow your word to penetrate into us. We know that you've been working in us to bring us to the place of your will and then the place of doing, just stepping into what you're doing, because the Son can do nothing but what he sees the Father do. That doeth the Son likewise. So it's not even our actions, it's your actions. Not even our will, it's your will, Father. And it's all to do your good pleasure, not our good pleasure. And so, Father, we thank you because you are. That's it. We just thank you because you are who you are. You are the I Am. And you are our Father. And most certainly our God. So we commit, Lord, this service, the words our brother spoke today, may it dwell in our heart richly. We pray for the food afterwards, Lord, that we're going to eat physically as well. And then we pray for the traveling mercies, Lord, of the Hoffmans as they travel down to the Tennessee area. And we just ask that you be with all of us, Lord, and bless us and we shall be blessed. Heal us, we shall be healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sing that song, I Know Whom I Have Redeemed, or Have Believed, and He is Able.
I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
God bless you all.